Reports from South Korea today indicate the Kim regime has purged senior figures associated with the failed nuclear talks with US President Donald Trump in Hanoi in February. The North's special envoy to the US, Kim Hyok-chol, has been executed along with four other officials in the foreign ministry, according to South Korea's Chosun Ilbo newspaper, though the claims have not been independently verified. Stephen Nagy is an associate professor of politics at the International Christian University in Japan. I asked him what evidence there is for the newspaper's claim.
Well, at this stage, we don't really know if the execution has taken place. But I think the take-home message we should be understanding is that the reported execution of North Korea's chief envoy to the United States is really a reset in terms of diplomacy.
A reset of the diplomacy in what sense?
I think at the domestic level, Chairman Kim is conveying to his diplomats that results matter and the failure to extract any concessions at the Hanoi summit was unacceptable. Future negotiators will keep this execution in mind as they meet with their U.S. interlocutors in the future. At the international level, in terms of the United States, I think that the execution will be understood as a reset in denuclearization talks, as this envoy and Steve Biegun and Mike Pompeo, they did to some extent establish a rapport between the United States and Pyongyang, and they did have some progress in terms of moving towards some kind of mutual understanding of denuclearization and a reduction in tensions. Now they have to start from zero, and again, that takes diplomacy, it takes time discussing the issues and coming to a common understanding, and this is going to be difficult.
How can the US even engage with North Korea when this is what they still do?
Well, this administration in Washington has not been known for being a champion of human rights or choosing who it negotiates based on shared values. We've seen that with the relationship with Russia, with the relationship with North Korea. But first and foremost, President Trump has put a lot of political capital online in terms of pushing denuclearization of North Korea. He's met him twice. He's offered to meet again in some capacity if there's progress. And the United States and its regional partners, Japan, South Korea, really do worry about North Korea retaining nuclear weapons. They worry about North Korea's other forms of weapons of mass destruction, such as biological and chemical weapons. And they worry about the proliferation of all these weapon systems to, third countries or potentially, and even worse, non-state actors such as terrorists for some kind of hard currency.
But how could the United States ever trust any deal with North Korea if North Korea's behaviour towards its own diplomats is one of not accepting that the process of diplomacy includes failure? It seems to have failure written large all over anything that might come of future talks.
Yeah, I would agree. But you go into a process of negotiations trying to create the best bargain possible in which both countries can really take some concessions home. From my point of view, it's unlikely that denuclearization is going to take place. But the United States is interested in ensuring that any kind of strategic nuclear deterrent that North Korea has can't be used against the continent of the United States. So then they have to go through some kind of process of denuclearization or negotiation to try and prevent or reduce that risk.
The talks between the two sides were already fairly rocky, pretty much non-existent, although there had been suggestions of another meeting between the two leaders. Do you have any sense of when, if that might happen?
At this sense, no. But I think this purported execution is a reflection of Chairman Kim's frustration with the loss of momentum regarding diplomacy with the United States. I think it's also a reflection of the increased pressure from existing sanctions on the North Korean regime. And it's an attempt to reset negotiations with the United States on terms favorable to North Korea. And what that means is basically putting North Korea in the driving seat of the negotiations process, drawing them out as long as possible, and attempting to get concessions from regional stakeholders, including China, South Korea, Japan, perhaps Russia, and perhaps even the United States.
Stephen Nagy, Associate Professor of Politics at the International Christian University in Japan.